please remove your cap? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we have the time for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. Do we have any public comment at this time? All right, we'll move to our next item. Approval of minutes for March 9th, 2021.
I move that we approve the minutes for March 9th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And then the approval of the agenda for April 13th, that should be 2021. And let's see, hold, combine, or delete any items?
I move that we approve the agenda with the correction of the date on April 13th, 2021 from 2012.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. We have our informational items. Do we have a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
Yeah, Kenan's not here.
Yeah,
but I'm going to
get
it. Oh, sorry.
No, Kenan's not here. Okay.
We're usually looking up about here, and we didn't see him.
I know.
So.
I saw you come in. I just knew Kenan.
I'm teasing.
I'm going to
get you in trouble. Okay, so for the month of March, we had 24 medicals and 5 fires. The last fire, because we count all the way up until this meeting, was just this last weekend, and it was a pretty big one. So just be careful out there, be aware of what's going on around you, know that the winds are kicking up, and check on your neighbors. Maybe somebody needs something to stay warm or something to cook with. Maybe we can help prevent things like this from happening.
Well, thank you very much.
Does anyone have any questions? That's what Ken always says. Okay, good.
Do we have anybody here from Metro?
Officer is on his way.
Okay.
He thought it was in Pittsburgh. So he had his calendar backwards, so he's on his way.
Okay,
so
we can trail him. Yep, thank you very much. Do we have a report from Sandy Valley Schools? I'm usually so I like looking towards Ellie. Most things that Mr. Hoddy was here last week talking about, those are still going on. We are planning on graduation. It's going to be a little dependent on any restrictions from either local or state government, but it's appearing that we're going to be able to have a larger graduation this year than we had last year. As far as sports goes, our numbers for athletics were down, so we're not fielding any teams to compete with other schools. However, with the small numbers that we have, we are running intramurals, and we're hoping to kind of spark some interest and get prepared for the upcoming school year as well, which is including football. We've got almost enough for 8-man football. We're getting close, so we're hoping that's going to spark a little bit more interest and get the guys going by the time we hit to fall. We have football and softball right now, and we will be offering volleyball here come next month. I don't know if there's any questions, not that I can answer a lot of them, but. All right, do we have a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation?
Oh, that would be me. The only thing that I have is we have a blood drive that's gonna happen on May 7th here. from 10 to 2 p.m. So anybody wants to give blood and help out, they're more than willing to come down.
All right, thank you very much. Do we have somebody from Valley Electric? Nobody from Valley Electric. And we'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right, that's me. So, I am so sorry I wasn't here last month. I was actually in the hospital, so I'm doing much better. I'm glad to be back. We'd much rather be here than in the hospital, I will tell you that. The zone change that was heard 2 months ago, Mark Schuler's property, the former Memphis Springs property, was approved on February 17th by the Board of County Commissioners. It had no resolution of intent, which means the zoning gets changed right away and it's permanent. And sometimes if you're proposing a project, you won't get the zoning until the project is complete. In this case, they're just doing the zoning right away.
Megan?
Yeah?
You are so muffled, I can't understand a word you're saying.
Much better.
With them, that's gone.
Thank you.
Okay. Mark Altshuler, did everybody else hear me? All right. Okay, I am so sorry. I usually am loud enough. Mark Altshuler, who had the zone change 2 months ago, since I wasn't here last month, his property, that zone change was approved to revert back to the RU zoning. It was approved on February 17th. And a lot of times when a zone change happens, the zoning does not become permanent until the project is completed or substantially completed. In this case, there was no ROI, which is called a resolution of intent. This case, no ROI, zoning is going to get changed right away and be permanent. We had the COVID vaccine clinic on Saturday, really nice turnout. It was wonderful to see people and saving them 2 hours the trip to get their vaccines. We administered 125 shots. And it was a really good day, and I have to tell you, the people that came out, we had several, like 4 people from FEMA, a couple from Health District, several from Clark County Fire Department, and every one of them loved being here and thought our community was so charming, and I love people that love our community, so. I had gotten some questions about Splash Pad. It started operating as of April 1st, and it will go through October 31st. I know splash pads are just inherent problems with splash pads. Stuff happens. So if you notice that it's not working, if it's going too long, not going long enough, any of that stuff, just let me know. If there's, what did we have, hornets last year or something, or we had some crazy infestation. If anything like that happens, let me know and I'll get it taken care of. One big thing that's coming is going to come next month, and it's something that Karen Marshall had brought up in our February meeting is called Transform Clark County. And it is, we are working on redoing our master plan and the zoning code. And the zoning code it tells you everything you do, what you can do on your property, what you can do and how you can do it. So what your setbacks are, how many animals you can have, all that stuff. Title 30, and that's what most people call it. We're rewriting it, and Title 30 has been around for over 20 years, so these changes can be very long-lasting. So I really would encourage everyone to participate. Next month, we will be having a discussion about the first section, which is the policies. And there's 2 sections. There's the policies, kind of the big picture, how do we want our community to be, and then we have the nuts and bolts of Title 30. So I have packets. If anybody's interested, here's a little about what we're doing, and we'll get these afterwards. And then if you want to see the draft policies for our community, they're in here. All of this is available online, and if you want to look at the links, if you're nerdy like I am and love planning stuff, if you want to look at it, just let me know and I can email it to you. So here are a couple of the things, draft policies for our community. This isn't specifically for Sandy Valley, but it's for South County, which we are a part of South County. Policy SO1.5 is night sky protection. Explore opportunities to protect the integrity of the night sky in South County, especially searchlight. That must be something I specifically asked for. Through programs and development standards that minimize glare and light trespass from exterior lighting and signage. So those are the types of things we're talking about. Big goals, community goals. I can see the other ones real quick. There's a couple that are Sandy Valley specific. Sandy Valley airport facilities. Limit the expansion of airport facilities and discourage new airport facilities in Sandy Valley to protect residential areas from potential safety and noise hazards. People that live at the airport may disagree with that, but that is a policy that's in here, and that's why we want to have this discussion. If the community feels that is appropriate for Sandy Valley, then it can stay in. If it needs to be changed, that's what we're going to talk about. And there was one about protecting water.
Page 33. Yeah, page 33 at the
top. Page 33. Sandy Valley water availability.
Protect water availability for existing Sandy Valley residents prior to pursuing disposal of federal land through auction, sale, or trade due to limited water resources. So that means save the water for the people who own property and live here now before we sell any federal property to do more development. I think we all quite agree with that one, but unless you're a developer, probably not. so this is what we're talking about. Those are just a few of them. This is kind of more the touchy-feely part of the this. These are just policies. These are not laws. Title 30 is the law. So this portion is the touchy-feely part. We will come back with Title 30, and we'll have a broad discussion on Title 30. So please, next month, we're going to be talking about this. And
you know time, when, date?
At the meeting.
Oh, at the meeting. Okay.
Next month's meeting. We had a big discussion with the planning department about how we were going to go about this. And I felt it was best to do it during a CAC meeting when people are used to being here, used to participating, probably have it on your schedule, know when it is. So we will have it, we'll probably keep our other reports short so that we can spend some good time having a really robust discussion about it. All right, and if you have any questions about it, I can tell you more about it. Just let me know. There's a website, Transform Clark County. And it's about our future. So, and I think I mentioned this in February, but the consultants that are working on this are from back east somewhere. And in the discussions we've had so far, they have absolutely recognized the rural areas need special attention and do not need to be treated just like the mountains.
Why aren't they consulting us?
Thank you.
Well, it's a large project, and so that's what's going to be taking place next month.
Oh, they're going to consult us then?
Yes, that's what the process is, yeah.
Okay.
So, and you are part of the group. You weren't able to make our last call, but that's what is discussed on those calls, where there's a representative from every community to get the initial stuff together, then we bring it out to the broader community.
Okay.
We can bring to the broader community to begin with, because it would be, you know, like a fire hose. I mean, there's too much. So they're kind of getting it down to figure out what people want and then bring it out and say, hey, this is what we think you want. This is what you want. All right. Any questions for me? Yes. I'm sorry, what?
What was the vaccine?
It was Johnson & Johnson. And I know the news today was unpleasant about Johnson & Johnson, if you heard it. I've been listening to it because I know we just had the Johnson & Johnson. The issues with the blood clotting was six women out of 6 million doses. I think, like even with tetanus shots, I think there's the margin of error. So if you're concerned, please reach out to the health district. But they have stopped doing them in Clark County as of right now as they study more about it.
My son got Johnson & Johnson at Costco on Monday, and I spent all night in the emergency room with him in the hospital.
Some people have reactions, some don't. I know Canada Lecture got really sick. My husband and I both had COVID and had vaccines and did this. So I don't think there's any rhyme or reason that he's getting sick and he's not. So, that is...
I have a question.
Okay, yeah.
Did the Lee City info get passed on to the commissioners, or does that come up soon? I sent you the letter.
I got the letter. I have not been able to meet with the commissioner yet.
Okay.
He's a busy guy. I don't get FaceTime
all the
time.
I don't know how he takes.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Anything else? Yes.
I have a question about the construction work at the school.
Okay.
Who do I complain about the toilet paper, used toilet paper, and toilet paper going across from the construction site on my property?
You complain to me.
And the trash keeps blowing out of there because they don't use the containers often enough. There's a lot of trash that comes out of those containers and it blows across my property and the neighbor's property.
Okay. I think your wife emailed me and
yes.
I did talk to her. I took it up with the school and they responded immediately and said they cleaned it up. I asked your wife if that was sufficient.
But since, you know, we got wind just about every day. But the toilet paper blowing out of those things is kind of disgusting.
Absolutely. I will follow up with them again tomorrow.
Because that's a health hazard.
Absolutely. And they were very responsive the first time, so I will ask them to keep it.
All right.
So who came up with the policies, these policies here?
A lot of them are the policies from the old land use plan.
And they may have been massaged. I didn't do a one-to-one comparison, but a lot of them came from the existing plan because life hasn't changed all that much. And they, some of them may have been massaged or adjusted to input that they've gotten.
So where can we find the old plan? This is, what is it called?
5-30.
The old plan is on our website.
What was it? It's called Title 30?
Well, Title 30 is the old development code. The old master plan is the South County Land Use Plan.
South County Land Use Plan. Does it have a date on it?
It was done within the past 4 or 5 years. And they always come out and discuss all this with the community when they're updated. They're updated about every 5 years. This is just a major change looking at it.
So this isn't set in stone yet at all?
No, not even close. No.
Not even close.
That's why we're asking about it.
Yep.
That's why
yep.
we're
yep.
having this discussion.
And if you go to their website, you can put your email in
right.
so you can stay updated.
Right, you can go to Transform Clark County. They have surveys in there. A couple of the surveys before have been a little weird, like they were so not concrete. As we get closer to Title 30, they'll be more specific, so we can start really giving some good input there. But Commissioner, just so you know, Commissioner Jones was one of the commissioners that pushed to make sure that they came out to every community, not just in town. Yes?
Megan, how about the Dollar General store?
We're going to have a report on that in just a little bit. All right.
All right.
And then we got
yes.
Minda to talk about
yep.
our
okay,
road out
you.
Here coming.
Yep. Okay. Well, not our road, no.
No.
No. Our road is not Minda.
Okay, so what about our county road then? What's going on with that?
I don't have an update on that. I have not had a chance to meet with the commissioner
okay.
with the Director of Public Works to see where they are with that project.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Las Vegas Metropolitan Police.
Hi, I'm Ray Kent. Sarge sends his apologies. He got wrapped up in a call involving some firearms and stuff. So he can't be in here. If there's any questions, please get with me and I'll relay the questions to Sergeant Farrell.
Thank you very much.
As of right now, I don't know of anything major going on in the valley, but please let us know if there is.
Thank you. We will move to item number 6, planning and zoning, WC-21-400023, WS-096117. Hurry it up, we are Burning Daylight, LLC. Waiver of conditions of a waiver of development standards requiring that the driveway must be built to full commercial standards in conjunction with a proposed retail store on 1.9 acres in a C2 general commercial zone. Generally located on the north side of Quartz Avenue and the west side of Hopi Street within Sandy Valley. Do we have a representative? Thank you.
Sure. Good evening. For the record, John Kernan here on behalf of the applicant, Adaptive Development. We are developers, primarily retail developers based in Las Vegas. Excited to build our first project here in Sandy Valley. So thank you for having me. We didn't entitle and design this project initially. That happened several years ago before we were involved. It was entitled by an out-of-state developer, essentially walked away from it because the site presented so many challenges. So we've stepped in and are working really hard to start construction and getting to work there. But we are here tonight requesting a waiver of conditions for that requirement of a commercial driveway. We don't think that requirement is appropriate for the rural nature of Sandy Valley. We don't see those commercial standard driveways elsewhere around town, at least not at the school right next door. I'm not a horse rider, but my understanding is those curbs and gutters from the whole commercial driveways are no good for horseback, and there have been requests for horse parking at this Family Dollar store, which we're glad to provide. It's an added expense and burden which we don't feel is appropriate, so with that we respectfully request you vote for follow staff's recommendations for approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Do we have any comments on this agenda item? Nothing from the public?
What are you intending to do? You're eliminating the curb and gutter, is that correct?
Yeah, so it would just be like an asphalt apron like you see out front and like you see.
Like the post office and the store.
School.
Right. Well, that I think everyone out here. Are they speculating doing parking lot lights and all that? stuff too?
Yeah, there are limited parking lot lights, but you know, we make sure to sort of direct them to our property and our property only. You know, our...
They'll be going off when the store closes?
Yes.
Or 30 minutes afterwards, yeah.
So they're not shining in our face.
Understood, yeah, I understand.
We're straight down.
Right. To clarify, we're the developers and builders and not the operators. So I'm not certain what Family Dollar's operating hours would be. But I can't imagine they're going to be open 24 hours.
So primarily what they're after is to get away from the curb and gutter.
Sorry?
They want to get away from the curb and gutter.
Yeah.
Formal parking lot. Yeah, I don't think anybody has any problem with that. We got it at the general store. That's the post office. And that also takes care of sidewalks. No sidewalks.
Correct.
All right, do we have any other comments from the public or questions?
It'll be a paved parking lot.
Are they aware of the water shed?
Yeah. Yeah, we're working through, our engineers are working through the engineering through the well and testing things and that's a little bit of a challenge.
Well, I'm talking about the floodlights that come from the north.
Yeah, so we have a grading plan that,
plot and grading.
What's that?
A plot and grading.
Yep. Yeah, so there's a retaining wall and a 4-foot wall that sort of protects the structure from the flow does come downhill from the
Not often, but quite well when it does.
When it goes on furrow, we don't have to use.
Yeah.
And then you breathe down furrow.
All right, do we have any other comments from the public? Do we have any questions or comments from the board?
No, but I'll go ahead and make a motion to waive the conditions to accept them as written.
All right.
I'll second.
All approved? Or all in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you very much.
Okay, you guys, you all are letting me down. You're being so shy. When are you going to get started?
Hopefully in the next few months. We're working through the well and septic tank engineering. We've got to submit that to the Department of Environmental Protection, which my understanding is about a 6-week review. Eliminating this driveway is going to be really helpful for us. We understand that building life safety stuff, there's not a lot of flexibility. So we're spending like $250,000 on a 45,000-gallon water tank to sprinkle a building that hopefully it's never going to be used. So, not having to build a commercial driveway would be really helpful. And we're just working through the final details. And we think maybe in about 3 months we can start construction. It'll be a pretty quick build time. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go first.
Yeah. Are you in Minnesota?
My folks are.
Oh, current. Is there a restaurant?
No, I don't think so.
There's a current restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll move on to item number 7, general business. We have a representative from Nevada Department of Transportation that will share information and answer questions about the upcoming construction project on Interstate 15 and State Route 161. This is for discussion only.
So, I don't want to give you my bag, so I'm going to stand right here.
Come on up here, Mario.
Okay.
Take off your mask.
Yeah, thanks. For the record, Mario Gomez, district engineer, Nevada Department of Transportation. So essentially we are milling and paving I-15 from state line to around 60 miles north, both the north and southbound directions. We're doing some lighting improvements and also putting in some improvements also on our signage. Obviously we're putting in new striping as well and those raised pavement markers for the striping as well. Whenever we take the asphalt, we replace the striping. So, on 160 itself, under the bridge, we are making some turn pocket improvements. It's a 100-day project. It's supposed to start late April, this month, and supposed to end sometime late September. And it's nighttime operations from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday night to Friday morning. No weekend work, and obviously ramps will be affected as well, as we need to grind them and replace the asphalt. And so with that, does anybody have any questions?
What will be the delay time?
I have a question.
Yes.
When they put in that big gas station there, they made a very serious mistake in designing the driveways and the road right there, where everybody coming out of that driveway comes and blocks off the traffic for pretty much everything on the Sundays when everything is real heavy. Are they going to put a second lane so you can leave from the gas station, go straight on the highway instead of jamming the entire intersection up?
Not as part of the scope of this work. I did talk to Megan earlier today, and I think Megan has also talked to some of the NDOT representatives. So now that we have the construction going on, let me look at that a little bit. She clarified a couple of things for me that I was missing some information on. I'm not promising you anything. I'm just saying that I'll certainly look at it again.
A quick trip out there on a Sunday afternoon will show you exactly where the problem is and how it's easily fixed.
Mario's still pretty new to this position, and so the people that I've dealt with in the past have retired and moved on. So I have been enlightening him and sharing all of our frustrations with him.
Oh, he should have been there last Monday.
Yeah. So
45 minutes to go. One block.
Yeah.
So yep, I was there at 3:30.
I will get him 100% up to speed on this. I will tell you that Commissioner Jones and I had a meeting. This is how the information is coming down to Mario, with Christina Swallow. Christina Swallow, who is the state director of NDOT, and brought this up to her. And she told us that she would work on it, and he has gotten calls about it, and so it's on his radar. So that's how I'm working on it, and I'll get him up to speed. Don't worry.
Okay.
I have a question. Did the...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the delay in that?
Yes.
10 minutes total.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
No worries. The left hand, the no left turn sign had been smashed by a trucker a couple of weeks ago when I was coming off exit 12 to turn over to Highway Patrol to let them know or ask if anyone had been called. They said yes, NDOT was informed. And then the next day it was still on the ground, but that day when I was coming southbound on exit 12, or coming toward town, or anyway, someone was trying to make a left right at me because that was gone.
Okay.
So I don't know if that sign has been replaced. I forgot to look the other day, but that no left turn was gone after it had been on the ground. It was just missing completely, but I'm hoping you replace it because this lady was going to turn if she hadn't seen me. So that'll be a wrong way traffic issue.
Yeah. I'll make sure I notify them to our maintenance guys.
You mentioned no work will happen on the weekends, but are there going to be like any lanes that are blocked that will make our drive back on a Sunday afternoon the worst?
So the total delay is 10 minutes during work hours, and then when they are not working, they're supposed to open up all traffic lanes. So they only can do work that they can only grind the road as much as they can replace asphalt for that night. Or they'll open up, like for example, on the ramps. If there's a milled surface or something, they'll leave it open over the weekend type of thing, but it'll remain open.
So, Mario, what's the timeline for the rail that's coming in? Because that rail is going to be taking a lot of... Is that like in about 18 months, 2 years?
You're talking about the high-speed rail?
Yeah.
So, last thing I heard was they were still trying to get the bonding for the project. They've got a lot of people that are already... done a lot of the design. They have a contractor on board to do the work, to perform the work, but they were still having financial, trying to get the money to fund the whole project. So at least that was my understanding the last time I was checking. So.
Yeah, and that's what I
managed. I thought it was kind of
faster. No, it was, and they promised to come back. So if you guys want to have them back, we won't do it next month because we're doing the transform, but I can ask them to come back. They keep reaching out to me if we want to come back, and they didn't have anything to share, but I'll ask them to come back if you want to.
Well, my concern is if NDOT is going to do this underneath the bridge stuff, and then if they fast track it, within 18 months, they could be doing underneath the bridge stuff again, because we're going to have an overpass there that they're going to really modify.
Well, the work that we're doing is not significant enough to cost millions of dollars. It's just some median island modifications to allow more storage of cars as they're taking a turn onto the ramps, but nothing significant enough to be worried about.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
We'll move on to agenda item number 8, comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wish to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board council by majority vote. Yes, Christine.
Christine Brown with St. Kelly 4-H. I just wanted to let you all know that next Saturday we'll be doing a car wash in front of the fire station from 10 to 2. All the donations that we collect will go to the St. Kelly 4-H Club. And from what I know, there's a lot of events going on that day. So it's a busy day that Saturday. That's okay. We'll fix you.
All right. Thank you. Yes.
Hello, my name is Grant Brown. This is my friend Morgan Taylor.
Hello.
We are here to represent the skating community of Sandy Valley and would like to respectfully request to be added to the agenda for next month's meeting to give a presentation on the benefits of having a skate park in Sandy Valley and potentially getting one. So, does the board have any questions or comments?
Next month probably would be a hard month to do it since you're having that presentation.
It probably will be, so can we wait 2 months?
Are there any questions that I should probably be prepared for to answer?
I can help.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gail.
Gail Beckman, 8750 Sage. Just a couple reports. We had a veterans event Saturday, and now we have 18 members of the American Legion. And this is going to include a biker club, which is motorcycles, auxiliary, and sons and daughters of Legion. We're finding a way to coordinate it all into one group called Friends of the Legion, so they don't have to be all separate dues. Excuse me. Also, I spoke to Republic Services customer service today and asked some general questions, because several months ago when Tony Cincotta was here, I brought it up that renters were having trouble just finding out how to recycle and what can be recycled. They weren't getting questions answered because they weren't the owner or the person on the bill, but that seems to be resolved. So yay. Also, Tony has offered a dumpster, and I just got a basketball hoop donated from someone in Las Vegas. We're gonna create a dumpster hoop at the right when you come over the pass, coming down the hill, off to the right is this open area. People can drive over, throw their trash, their beer bottles, whatever, try to hit the hoop and into the trash can. Happenings is gonna sponsor it and clean up the trash, but it's a way to maybe get people to play a game, not throw it all over the hill up and down. And if they miss, the trash is still in one area. So Megan said, let's try it for a couple weeks and see how it goes. So we'll be putting that together soon. So you'll see some signs saying, take your best shot to keep Sandy Valley clean.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments?
On a note related to that, I know there's been a lot of talk about the pass and it's getting really junky, like mm-hmm. you were talking about. I have reached out to BLM, because they do regular cleanups out here. We did one several years ago. I didn't hear back from them, but I have asked if we could do a cleanup out here. The benefit of working with BLM is they provide safety gear and bags and picker-upper things.
And the dumpster.
So.
And the dumpster.
Yeah, and the dumpster. So so hopefully we will get that planned sooner rather than later since it's getting hot. So I'll let you know. I'll be putting it out there as soon as I can hear from them.
Skate park is.
Thank you very much. All right, if there are no other comments, our next meeting date is May 11th, 2021. This meeting is adjourned.
They mix them up, and they chew them up, make them smaller, and then they put them on the shoulder for the contractor to recycle them and the stuff they already use. Oh. You need a little bit?
My husband used to work for the road company.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, that is wonderful, but I didn't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's keep the dust down, dry
yeah.
Trees,
and then keep yeah, no, it's wonderful out. Stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got to